You are listening to Be Simply. This is Suzanne Toro, aka She. You can anticipate being inspired, discovering some inner and outer wisdom and inspiration. Without further ado, let's dive into Be Simply.
To the segment of Soul, Silence, and Sound. This is Suzanne Toro, and I want to thank you all for being here. This segment is brought to you by Be Simply. And today on this Dharma Talk and silent meditation with sound balancing, we are going to dive into honesty, karma, from this point forward. And so there's been a workaround on planet Earth, probably since the inception of this planet, billions and billions and billions of years ago. Yet, who's counting? Some of this is accounted for in Gnostic teachings, if you care to look. And so the workaround on this planet was, and has been until this point forward, is that honesty, truth, could be told partially or told someplace else to kind of count for telling the truth. And so you can kind of think of this as a story right now, but as the beings that have been in power on this planet use this knowledge to tell partial truths. And that way, they knew we humans would, in our mind and our soul and our heart, sense the truth. Hence why that word has been so popular during this quote-unquote awakening. And the awakening is with Mother Earth and humanity. And so it's been a disorienting moment, even causing cognitive dissonance through the process of awakening to the truth. And really, the word truth is in from the East, can be seen, especially in Buddhist teachings, synonymous with quote-unquote God, the divine. And so no matter what faith you might practice or not, or if you're a naturalist, you wouldn't expect that energy to withhold or manipulate the word. Yet that's what's happened. And attachment is what keeps any being on this planet from seeing what is. And once one can see what is, then they can move forward with a better sense of how to navigate the road ahead and the present moment. And I would kind of draw the metaphor that this moment here on planet Earth is probably that sweet point, if you were brought up with the mythos of Santa Claus, where the child is just about old enough to learn that Santa Claus is a myth, meaning that there's an energy behind it and an origination of the mythos, yet there was also a manipulation in what was being told to children for generations and generations. And so at that sweet point, for whatever reason, sometimes the parents wait. Sometimes the parents decide the child needs to know. And again, if we look at this, it's, you know, a manipulation, you know, in the guise of the spirit of giving and surprise. And so that's how most of our lives have been led for many, many generations, is a manipulation on the truth, a manipulation of the divine, a manipulation of that word, God. And so it gets confusing, right? When maybe your beliefs are counting on something that is not completely accurate. So we can't change the past, never can, never will be able to. That is water under the bridge. Yet, in this moment, there are enough human beings awake, and Gaia is awake enough. She's remembering. And that the word truth comes back into full integrity. Meaning that it will become more and more apparent when lies are being told, when half-truths are being told. And you can look outside of you all you want and get a lot of examples, yet how this all came to be, this moment, this climactic moment here, is that humanity chose to follow these manipulations of the word, and the word being the divine. And bit by bit, we're untying, as they would say in Tibetan Buddhism, those karmic knots. And no one's exempt, not one religious leader, not one philosopher, not one scientist. No one is exempt in this moment. So each and every one of us have the opportunity to start practicing daily, speaking the truth. Be in sacred harmony with what that word represents, the divine. And if you go out into nature at large, even with humanity at large, there is an honesty, a sincerity, a propensity to want to do good. For those that have found themselves in places where they are not being in integrity with themselves and others, they've gotten lost. Now, what I'll share with my students, my family, my children, is that all we can be responsible for is ourself. We cannot force or make anyone to do anything. And so that was the biggest trick that's been played on all of us, is they manipulated each and every one of us into doing and believing and even thinking that something that was being shared was in truth. So from this point forward, approximately, maybe a couple weeks early, only truth, 100% truth, will be supported. And so it will be an interesting and precarious time for many, because they'll have to learn. It's kind of like a toddler learning not to put their hand on the stove. Typically, that only takes once. So as this process continues to roll out, if you will. I encourage each and every one of you to do your part, meaning to evaluate where you're being honest, where you're not being honest. And it starts from within. Are you being in your divine nature from within to the outside world? Are you serving the world from the inside out in a way that is for the benefit of all? See, we've been led down a road to actually put those that have been manipulating us on pedestals in all industries. All industries. And it may seem improbable that you, I, all of humanity can have an impact. Yet, that's the threshold we're at. And all the stars are aligning. And the power of this beautiful planet that we live on is aligning. So, first step is for you to come into integrity with yourself. Really get clear from the inside out. And notice where you are manipulating this, that, or the other, where you're manipulating the word, the divine, for your benefit. And see, all things exist in all moments, and this is the interesting thing that happens, is that they, those that have had their space on this planet for many reasons, understood that they could manipulate and get what they want. Yet, the reason they understood that is because energy doesn't have an opinion. The energy that exists everywhere does not have an opinion. Yet cause and effect holds you accountable for how you use your energy. In addition, there's one factor, and it is the molecular essence, the divine, that was pushed aside but exists everywhere, everywhere. It's not outside of you. It permeates everywhere. And pointed each and every one of you away from the divine within you. So that you would not realize how easy it is to honor and respect the truth that exists within you. So step one, you're going to evaluate where you're at. You're going to just evaluate mind, body, heart, and soul. And if you haven't started to get to know your soul, this is a good time to do it. For those of you that have, understand that this is an eternal process. It's not an absolute process. And what you feel and think you might know is in constant change and in constant transformation. So look at interacting with your soul like a dance with your cosmic bank account. It'll be much easier. So it's an intimate relationship that you work with from the inside out. It's that eternal aspect of yourself. So as you evaluate what is going on from the inside out, you will set yourself up to start depositing efforts that will juice up your quantum field and the benefit of all to the best of your ability. And the clearer that you are, the clearer the mind, the clearer your actions, the clearer the words that come from your mouth, and the clearer you are with understanding how to utilize your different bodies that are connected to your physical body for the benefit of all, aka emotional body, electrical body, astral body, all these different bodies that are an interface with the collective. And they're really about learning to utilize these fields of energy to have the most ease in every moment. And a clue is, as soon as you grasp for something, anything, more than likely you're out of truth. Because when I look, even right now, out into nature, everything is in its divine place. Everything's doing its divine thing. The reason your human life is so precious is that you have the opportunity in this incarnation to do some deep, eternal work that feeds not only the field of energy for yourself into the next, but for all of humanity. And there are other energies on this planet that are definitely doing that in a selfless way to assist us all. Because if we look at consciousness just like the divine, it's everywhere. So all things are visible, and all things have the opportunity to be in harmony with all that is and all that is not. So as you bring the divine into balance within yourself, then you can start to look to the outside world and see the reflections where it's absolutely not in harmony. And this is why, at a most curious, powerful rate, that there is chatter everywhere about these polarities that exist on this planet and in the universe. This tension between good and evil, the duality that exists in all of us. Yet the pendulum swings so far right now that it is breaking down this biosphere that we call planet Earth. Yet, we still have some runway, and I have a big grin on my face because I know we're going to make it, otherwise I wouldn't say it. Yet you still have to do your part. It's like the movie's already been written. The screenplay's already been written, but you have to show up and do your part so that we can bear witness to what we've co-created at this moment. And so the simplest way to honor that divine is to start from within, and then where you see it out of integrity in the outside world, it's your opportunity to decide how you want to interface with that. If at all. Meaning that we are at a threshold where those who have been predators to humanity at large, on all sides of the fence, are not your ruler, are not in charge of you, never have been, and never will be. you have the opportunity to choose for yourself in the microcosm of where you are, how you want to interface with that. And one by one, each and every one of you can make that choice. But it starts from within. It starts bringing yourself in balance and harmony, and then reflecting out. And it's very similar to if you've had children, and when they're in their learning, kind of happens several times in their developmental trajectory, where a parent is responsible for their child and teen, is when they're trying to come into a new aspect of themselves, they can be very over expressive. So they might throw tantrums. They might ignore you as they get older. They might storm off, all those things. And so these characters that have been attempting to rule and manipulate the truth, the divine on planet Earth, are like those toddlers. And so it's your choice how you want to handle that. It's your choice if you want to just walk away, if you want to be in silence, if you want to embody the truth, the divine. And that might be a trial and error process, as is parenting sometimes. There's no handbook, because we're all unique and different, and our karmic moments are very vast. So from there, as you're navigating this process, if you choose to engage with it, you will start to see the impact bit by bit, and understand that we have nature supporting us. We have the divine supporting us. And we have cause and effect supporting us. So it's kind of like something has manipulated something for so long that now it's compounded into one moment, and their debt is so huge that it's going to take a bit for them to work that out. And that's the beauty about cause and effect. It brings us into balance with ourselves. And the greater the debt, the longer it will take for one to escape that. And that's part of why they attempted to manipulate humanity so they could procrastinate in a certain respect. Yet the trick, the last trick, ends up in their lap. That's the effect. And understand with that word, cause and effect, aka karma, it's not punishment. Yet, depending on the misdeeds, it can most definitely feel like it because of previous action. So they are not exempt, nor are any of us. So I invite each and every one of you, as we lead into this meditation, to sip up the divine that's everywhere. And I welcome you to bring your energy field into harmony with that fluidity, energy and water, energy and sound. And as you get comfortable with that from the inside out, You'll know where and how to express yourself. With the world around you. So, as we lead into this meditation, I welcome you to sit upright into a seated position. I'm going to have a little bit of the undertones of random rav there. And then just want you to either have a soft gaze at a spot in front of you. And then observe your breath. You don't have to do anything. Any thoughts, words, imagination, bring it back to the focal point, soft gaze, and your breath. We want your mind empty. Allow it to be so. So with that being said, take a nice deep breath in. And then exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Another one, inhale. And exhale. And then gently bringing your attention to your breath as it's naturally moving in and out of the body.
Yeah. it is beyond form. Look, it cannot be heard, it is beyond sound. Weight, it cannot be held back. The sands are falling down. Weight, it cannot be.
just gently, I welcome you to just bring yourself into Shavasana, reclining completely flat on the floor or bed or sofa, and just lay with your back to that surface, palms face up, and then continue to follow your breath and receive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a soft, gentle breath in and out of your heart center. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Another one, inhale. And exhale. And then gently from there, welcoming you to breathe in and out. And just bringing yourself up into an upright seated position. And then as you continue to breathe in and out, just taking a moment to express gratitude for all aspects of yourself. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Another one, inhale. And exhale. And as you continue to breathe in and out, I welcome you to just take a moment to be with the energy in and around you and that fire and water inside of you and your place in being in truth with yourself. Being in divine embodiment. This is a process. And then I welcome you to feel into Gaia, Mother Earth, or you can use any other words to describe this beautiful planet that supports your life. And then I welcome you just to connect to the divine through the relationship that you may have established thus far in this lifetime through a practice. It could be one that's held in a temple or a church or a synagogue or out in nature. And just welcome yourself to deepen the understanding and that truth. May all beings everywhere remember the true causes of happiness. May all beings everywhere remember that which you are. Divine love. Until next time, this is Suzanne Toro signing out with a little Kadri Scott and Dante Marino. Her song from her new album, Living, Loving, and Growing Just Like That. And we have one of Dante's from his previous album, Blue Souls. This is that moment where the veils have dropped.
paid my toll. I won't take your disapproval. And you know I never really fell in love before. Never opened your door. Blue soul. Oh, I know we can still love more. Lay down, see sound, taste words and feel your blue soul. Inside my dreams, you're so alive. Tanzanite, help me open. Down, see sound, taste.